Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Jake Smith, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with George Miranda, Product Marketing Director of Chef Software. Welcome, George.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So, George, can you tell us a little bit about Chef and why our listeners should know and work with Chef as you guys build your product offering?
Sure. Chef Software is fundamentally an open source company. We have a few different automation engines that speak to the needs of IT organizations in a few different routes. We have Chef, our namesake for infrastructure automation. We also have a project known as Habitat that handles containers, microservices, and application automation, as well as a project called InSpec, which handles compliance automation.
How did Chef get started? Tell us a little bit about the history of the company, if you would.
Sure. Chef has been around for quite some time now, and our founders were focused specifically on creating automation frameworks that were reusable, flexible, powerful, and at the time, they really spoke to the communities they were serving, and initially launched a commercial support arm with a SaaS offering that over the years evolved into a commercial version of Chef Server, which over the years became the Chef Automate platform. And the Chef platform overall basically is a way to have tools that are opinionated enough to make you work in ways that follow DevOps patterns. So you go down the path of automation, you start trying to solve problems in your IT organization in particular ways, and the workflows that we recommend, the ways that these tools come together, the capabilities that Chef Automate offers, if you go down that route, they're a good way to guide most DevOps transformation initiatives.
Let's talk about how we actually use containers and microservices with Habitat. Pretty spectacular story. I mean, you guys are really sort of leading the cloud-native services infrastructure. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The way that I like to position Habitat is it's basically a solution for anyone that has felt the pain of running containers in production. And so Habitat gives you many things, but primarily it gives you two in that regard. One, it gives you a new packaging format that is lightweight, slim, performant, auditable, and therefore a little more secure than standard containers. It's basically the easiest way to go from application source code to having a production-ready container. And then two is a pretty rich runtime on which you can take those packages and run them in a way that abstracts a lot of the tool chain complexity that's needed to run containers in production. So it's basically the easiest way to take those containers you just built and run them in any container orchestrator, whether that's Kubernetes or Mesosphere, Swarm, or what have you.
You said that the Automate product is really your instantiation of that. Can you talk a little bit about how Automate works, and can you talk a little bit about security in containers as well?
I'll start with talking about security in containers, which I know is a very big issue that is pretty prevalent in the container ecosystem right now. I think when it comes to running containers, there's a problem with auditability and compliance of those containers. I think what's happened with containers is that they've sort of become these development black boxes that get thrown over the operational wall. And in that regard, it's somewhat of a rehash of the golden image problem that we faced 10 to 15 years ago. And so Habitat takes some of the lessons that we've learned in DevOps about collaboration and building things in composable, repeatable ways, and it applies that to building containers. So Habitat gets you in a place where the containers that you build give your operations teams visibility and performance, and your development teams also get to use reusable, immutable objects that are composable and can run anywhere, right, which is the thing that we really love about containers. And it also gives our information security teams ways to ensure that compliance is actually being maintained when we build and run these container images. So I think Habitat takes that approach about looking at container security and what's involved in all the moving pieces, whereas the commercial product, Chef Automate, tries to apply that on an organizational-wide level, meaning that beyond just what you're doing with containers, you may also be managing traditional infrastructure, you may also be managing physical resources or cloud VMs, et cetera. And all of that infrastructure has those same concerns in terms of compliance standards, addressing security vulnerabilities, and the Chef Automate commercial product gives you ways to do that, not just with containers, but across your entire infrastructure, and do it in a way that's consistent across teams.
So can you talk a little bit about Inspect as an open source product? We've heard a little bit about it, but I'd love to hear some more.
Inspect tries to take some of the lessons that we learned with Chef, which manages your infrastructure as code, and it applies those to compliance. And it takes you to a place where you manage compliance as code. And I think what happens is in many organizations, there are information security teams that have processes they follow in order to ensure that your applications and infrastructure are compliant with security policy, right? And those processes usually involve a binder full of checklists or maybe a security document that describes what should be configured on systems. And auditing compliance is a long, manual, painful process that will, as a result, only happen once a quarter, or maybe if you're lucky, once a month, or periodically in most organizations. What Inspect does is it takes all of that manual process. It puts security in a place where, similar to what happened with infrastructure, where developers and infrastructure engineers no longer acted directly on systems. They instead acted directly on code, and that code went to act on systems. It does the same thing to information security. It puts information security in a place where we're no longer going through manual processes. We express those compliance policies as tangible, executable code, and then have that code go out, inspect our systems, do reporting, let us know what's there. And if we can take that compliance assessment and express it as a series of unit tests, which is what Inspect allows you to do, then there's no reason that you can't put compliance into your build pipelines and make sure that any change that's being developed in your organization is up to your information security compliance standards as that change is being developed, right? We catch it earlier in the process rather than waiting to find it right before deploying it into production when we might have to redo some work, or even worse, once it's already running in production and exposed to the public.
The open source effort and the work that Chef has done to build a community infrastructure so that they could depend on your applications is impressive. Can you tell us a little bit about how you work with Intel in developing the OpenStack community and really the evolution of containers?
Well, as part of the Intel Cloud Builders program, we have an effort to support deployment of OpenStack. Most of that is driven in Chef. And you're right, Chef has a very deep-rooted sense of open source. We started in open source. That's where our roots are. I would say 90%+ of what we do is entirely open source. And we believe in being able to solve problems effectively. So if we are out in the community and helping you do things like stand up an OpenStack deployment, if we can make that process painless and easy to work with, and we do that effectively and we help you solve those problems, it's a way to open up a conversation, a dialogue about what other problems we can solve. It's a way of pulling you into the community, seeing what other practitioners are doing. It's a way for us to share best practices, work together to evolve things and move into a better space. And so I think part of what we get from working with Intel is a connection to a number of practitioners that I think are trying to solve problems that apply across the entire industry.
So what are some of the trends that you're seeing?
One of the more interesting trends that I'm starting to hear buzz around is the fact that I think at the end of the day, just like with cloud providers, customers really want choice in terms of what they're doing, right? They want freedom to move between providers and platforms. And we've seen that in cloud, right? You want multiple options for reliability and redundancy. I think that applies to container management platforms as well. And I think one of the more interesting trends will be to see how we can build those new microservice-based architectures and run them in a way where we build them once and are able to take them to any container management platform, deploy them in any particular setting, regardless of worrying about the underlying infrastructure, provisioning, or scheduling layers. I think that's going to be one of the more interesting trends that we see emerge this year.
Where can people go to find out more about your company's products and services? And is there a URL we can share or a page that sort of speaks to what you're doing at Chef and how our listeners can learn more?
In terms of the commercial offering, you can find out more at chef.io. And the two projects that we mentioned earlier that are also related would be Habitat at habitat.sh and InSpec at inspec.io. All of those pages have wonderful tutorials, in-browser demos. You can follow along, learn a little bit more about what they do. And at chef.io, you'll see how it all comes together from a commercial perspective.
Well, thank you very much, George. It's been a pleasure to host you here on Chip Chat Conversations in the Cloud. I'm Jake Smith. Have a good evening, good afternoon, and good morning.